champions forever. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Last Friday, they had a celebration at Coldwater High School as they rededicated the gymnasium in honor of its 1949 Class B boys basketball champions and its legendary coach, Floyd Eby. 65 years ago, Eby became the first coach in Michigan high school basketball history to coach two schools to state championships. He had directed Williamston to a title earlier in that decade. And what he did as a coach, especially with the 1949 champions, changed the face of high school basketball forever. Eby broke the mold at the time with a style of play that used the entire court, offensively and defensively, and at breakneck speed compared to how the game was being played. Racehorse basketball, it was called, a fast-breaking, full-court pressing style of basketball not seen before. And when this style of play made its mark on history and resulted in a 49-42 victory in Jennison Fieldhouse over River Rouge that year, it made a disciple out of the coach who had led his team into the finals for the first time ever. Yes, I'm talking about Lofton Green, the legendary Panther mentor who would go on to win over 750 games and 12 state titles. He told Eby after getting schooled that day on racehorse basketball that he would play that style of ball from that point forward. And the rest, they say, is history. Only a few players are still alive from that 1949 team. Eby himself moving on from this world in 2004 after a career in Coldwater where he coached multiple teams, taught, and served as athletic director. He authored three books, including Champions Forever, about the 1949 team. There's a youth center in Coldwater that bears his name, a tribute to what he did in the past for young people in Branch County and providing a foundation for its future. We really value the wrong things in sports these days. Eby's success came without being a factory for college players. It was about preparing kids, through sports, for life. The team produced two dentists, an ordained minister, a teacher and coach, two high-ranking Army officers, a pharmacist, a university science professor, two high-ranking business executives, and three successful businessmen, many of whom stayed in Coldwater or later came back to the community that gave so much to them, something so much more rewarding than producing tomorrow's college or professional lineups. Big week last week in Dowagiac. The game-winning basket against Edwardsburg earlier this season was featured on the NFHS Network's Under Armour Highlights, which you can watch on MHSAA.tv. And the attack, the student section at Dowagiac, was named the winner of the 2015 Battle of the Fans contest. As the best student cheering section in the state, they'll be honored at the boys basketball finals next month at the Breslin Center. And two weekends of wrestling action kicks off on Friday on MHSAA TV with live streaming video of the team wrestling finals at Battle Creek. Buy the month pass for $14.95 and watch the next five weekends of tournament action, wrestling and basketball, cheer and gymnastics, hockey and swimming. Get your subscription at MHSAA TV today. And join us next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.